This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Harper Audio presents author J.R.R. Tolkien reading excerpts from his mythical saga, The Lord of the Rings. In this segment, we hear Tolkien as he tells the story of Treebeard and intones the mysterious Entish chants.
For a while, the three companions remained silent, gazing after Boromir. Then Aragorn spoke. "They will look for him from the White Tower," he said, "but he will not return from mountain or from sea." Then slowly he began to sing. "Through Rohan, over fen and field, where the long grass grows, the west wind comes walking, and about the walls it goes. What news from the west, O wandering wind, you bring to me tonight? Have you seen Boromir the Tall by moon or by starlight?" "I saw him ride over seven streams, over waters wide and gray. I saw him walk in empty lands until he passed away into the shadows of the north. I saw him then no more. The north wind may have heard the horn of the son of Boromir. Oh, Boromir, from the high walls westward I looked afar, but you came not from the empty lands where no men are." Then Legolas sang. "From the mouths of the sea the south wind flies, from the sandhills and the stones. The wailing of the gulls it bears, and of the gate it moans. What news of the south, O sighing wind, you bring to me at eve? Where now is Boromir the fair? He tarries, and I grieve. Ask not of me where he doth dwell. So many bones there lie on the white shores and the dark shores under the stormy sky. So many have passed down Anduin to find the flowing sea. Ask of the north wind news of them the north wind sends to me. Oh, Boromir, beyond the gate the seaward road runs south, but you came not with the wailing gulls from the grey sea's mouth." Then Aragorn sang again. "From the gate of kings the north wind rides, and past the roaring falls, and clear and cold about the tower its loud horn calls. What news from the north, O mighty wind, you bring to me today? What news of Boromir the Bold, for he is long away? Many time on Hen I heard his cry, there are many foes he fought. His cloven shield, his broken sword, they to the water brought. His head so proud, his face so fair, his limbs they laid to rest. And Rauros, golden Rauros, falls, borne upon his breast. Oh, Boromir, the tower of God, shall ever northward gaze to Rauros, golden Rauros falls at the end of day." "And then," said Merry, "what's that? And what do you call yourself? What's your real name?" "Who now?" replied Treebeard. "Who now? That would be telling." "Not so hasty. But I am doing the asking. You are in my country. What are you, I wonder? I cannot place you. You do not seem to come in the old lists as I learned when I was young. But that was long, long time ago. And they may have made new lists. Let me see. How did it go? Learn now the lore of living creatures. First name the four, the free people. Eldest of all, the elf children. Dwarf the Delver, darker his houses. Ent the earthborn, old as mountains. Man the mortal, master of horses. Beaver the builder, buck the leaper, bear be hunter, boar the fighter, hound is hungry, hare is fearful. Yes, eagle in eyrie, ox in pasture, hart horn crowned, hawk is swiftest, swan the whitest, serpent coldest. How did it go? Room, tum, room, tum, room, tit, tum, tum. It was a long list. But anyway, you do not seem to fit in anywhere." Treebeard fell silent, striding along, and yet making hardly a sound with his great feet. Then he began to hum again, and passed into a murmuring chant. Gradually the hobbits became aware that he was chanting to them. "In the willow meads of Dasarinan I walked in the spring. Ah, the sight and the smell of the spring in Nandasarion. and I said that was good. I wanted in the summer in the Elmwoods of Ossiriand. Ah, the light and the music in the summer by the seven rivers of Ossir. And I thought that was best. To the beaches of Neldereth I came in the autumn. Ah, the gold and the red and the sighing of leaves in the autumn in Tower and in Eldor. It was more than my desire. To the pine trees of the highland of Dauphinion I climbed in the winter. Ah, the wind and the whiteness and the black branches of winter upon Orthwyn. My voice went up and sang in the sky. And now all those lands lie under the wave, and I walk in Ambarona, in Tower, in Morna, in Aldalome, in my own land, in the country of Fangorn, where the roots are long, and the years lie thicker than the leaves in Tower and Morna alone. There was an Elvish song that spoke of this, or at least so I understand it. It used to be sung up and down the great river. It was never an Entish song, mark you. It would have been a very long song in Entish. But we know it by heart, and hum it now and again. This is how it runs in your tongue. The Ent. When spring unfolds the beechen leaf, and sap is in the bough. When light is on the wildwood stream, and wind is on the brow. When stride is long, and breath is deep, and keen the mountain air. Come back to me, and say, my land is fair. The Ent wife. When spring is come to garth and field, and corn is on the blade. When blossom like a shining snow is on the orchard laid. When shower and sun upon the earth with fragrance fill the air. I linger here and will not come, cause my land is fair. The Ent. When summer lies upon the world in a noon of gold, beneath the roof of sleeping leaves, the dreams of trees unfold. When woodland halls are green and cool and wind is in the west, come back to me and say my land is best. The Ent wife. When summer warms the hanging fruit and burns the berry brown, when straw is gold and ear is white and harvest comes to town, when honey spills and apple swells, though wind be in the west, I linger here beneath the sun, because my land is best. The Ent. When winter comes, the winter wild that hill and wood shall slay, when trees shall fall and starless night devour the sunless day, when wind is in the deadly east, then in the bitter rain I'll look for thee and call to thee, I'll come to thee again. The Ent wife, when winter comes and singing ends, when darkness falls at last, when broken is the barren bough and light and labor past, I look for thee and wait for thee, until we meet again, together we will take the road beneath the bitter rain. Both. Together we will take the road that leads into the west, and far away we'll find a land where both our hearts may rest. Then orcs came with axes and cut down my tree. I came and called them by their long names, but they did not quiver. They did not hear or answer, they lay dead. O Warofarne lassie, Mr. Carne Mirie, O Rahn fair upon your hair, how white the blossom lay. O Rahn mine, I saw you shine upon a summer's day, your rind so bright, your leaves so light, your voice so cool and soft. Upon your head, how golden red the crown you bore aloft. O Rahn dead upon your head, your hair is dry and grey. Your crown is spilled, your voice is still forever in the day. O Warofarne lassie, Mr. Carne Mirie. Then with a crash came a great ringing shout. Rah! Oom! Rah! The trees quivered and bent as if a gust had struck them. There was another pause, and a marching music began like solemn drums. And above the rolling beats and booms, the swelled voices singing high and strong. Tarun, narun, 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 tahora, kumba, kumba, noon. The Ents were coming. And ever nearer, louder rose their song. Tahura, hara, lamba, noon, da lamba, tara, munda, room, da munda, rum, da runda, rum, da munda, lamba, munda, tom. Then Brigaland picked up the hobbits and strode from his house. To Isengard, the Ents cried in many voices, to Isengard. To Isengard, to Isengard, we ringed and barred with doors of stone. To Isengard, be strong and hard and cold as stone and bare as bone. We go, we go, we go to war to hew the stone and break the door. For bowl and bow are burning now, the furnace roars, we go to war. To land of gloom with tramp of doom, with roll of drum, we come, we come. To Isengard, with doom we come, with doom we come, with doom we come.
This has been Harper Audio. HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.